Hey, 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 this is JDC with Compass Your Life. Today we're going to be talking about persistently consistent. I think it explains everything in the title, and I'm sure a lot of you are looking at this like, man, I can't wait to hear what this is about. Sounds like an awesome topic, and I can't wait to hear it. I'm your host, Cassandra Lee, and let's welcome JDC.
Hi, everybody. I'm excited to be here once again. This one I'm really, really excited about because it is something that I believe I'm really good at. And I want to share my experience with you, and hopefully you can adopt that behavior, that belief, to be persistently consistent. So how are you, Cassandra?
I'm awesome. I'm excited. I mean, that title just sounds amazing. I think that a lot of people lack that right there. Being persistently consistent. Those two words together just sound like power.
Well, it empowers you because, you need to have strength when you're persistent, and you need to have discipline to be consistent. So let's get started. Persistence. Well, that's a word that, it creates a lot of anxiety, I think, being a persistent person. Questions like, how long do I need to be persistent? Am I persistent for the right things? Am I persistent for the right reason? Do I have what it takes to be persistent? And all these things that are, trying in your heart. And so on the road to becoming persistent, you begin to also think that, am I wasting my time? Am I doing this in vain? But you know what? Let's fast forward you to the actual point of the whole thing. And so if God told you to go forward and to go for it, then erase all the questions about why you're being persistent or wasting my time, etc. You know what? Stay persistent. Keep going. Because if God said it, it shall be so. And if God wrote it in the tablet of your heart, make sure you look at it every day and keep going. Now, if you get tired, which sometimes you will, if you get exhausted, which sometimes you will, if you become negative, which sometimes you will, if you go through all these things that us humans go through, understand that is a temporary thing. It does not erase your persistency. Just remember that those are signals that you're doing it by yourself. And what that means by yourself is that you are not partnering with God, because you are to do it with the strength of God, not your own strength, because that's temporary. But the strength of God is forever. That power that raised Lazarus from the dead, that's the same power that will keep you persistent. So you tap into that power by praying, by asking God, by staying in communication with God, by reading the word and taking action on that word. Persistent. If you're persistent to what God told you to do, guaranteed you'll get there. Now, the other part of that is being consistent. You cannot be an up and down kind of person, peaks and valleys. You cannot be lateral. You must be consistent with your persistence so that you can see the results of the compound effect. What does that mean? Well, if I'm going towards my goal of opening a business, getting a degree, whatever the Lord told you, you should go for, okay? Whatever. Whatever His will is for you, whatever He has designated for you, whatever is written for you, because each of us have something that the Lord has for you. And so when that happens, you need to be consistent in your persistence. You cannot falter and forget or do it when you feel like it. No, that is not acting on faith. You must be consistent. So if it requires you to do whatever you need to do twice a week, three times a week, 4 days a week, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, then you do that. Because the compound effect of doing that will be powerful results to where you want to go. That is the power of being consistent. So that develops your discipline. And discipline is like a muscle that if you exercise it, it gets stronger. And if you exercise it with strategy, it gets better. So your consistency has to do with when you're persistent, you're learning towards that road. And you adjust and you get better with the consistency. So on a daily basis, you're to assess where you're at. And that's part of your consistency with the persistence of getting to where you need to go. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. You're basically saying to be persistently consistent, that if I have scheduled or I committed to doing X, Y, and Z, stick to that. Be persistent to making sure that it gets done. At the same time, you're telling us to be consistently persistent, because being persistent is tiresome and it wears out unless you are connected with God. So we have to be consistent to stay persistent and persistent to stay consistent.
Yes.
That is
the guarantee.
Wow.
That right there, when the Lord says, be anxious for nothing, that right there takes all anxiety away. When the Lord said that he has good success for you, that right there takes all the doubt away. And when the curveballs come, we already know how to handle it. That's the other podcast we made, right? Here, you have a way to continue moving forward.
This is beyond amazing. Like, I hope you all catch it. Like, catch it right now. Persistently consistent, consistently persistent. This is like amazing. Amazing. I've never heard it. I think that should be a shirt. I think it should be a wristband, a hat. It should be something that I'm sure you guys would love to have to remind you every time you're about to just get weary and every time that you feel like changing up the routine. I think this is amazing. This is like a movement right here.
It is. That's how I believe. I believe God chose me to do something great. And I believe that he chose me to do specifically the great things through the martial arts, helping others to achieve their success and to become champions of life. I totally believe that. And I believe that he chose me so that I can give him the glory and others can get to know him through what we do. So I have no doubt. Because it is written. It's written in the tablet of my heart. It was downloaded to God from God to me. And all I need to do is, he already made the way.
Just do it.
I go. And in that road, all I need to do is keep my eyes and my ears attentive to the Lord.
That's awesome. Because so many people go through this right here. They get the download. I mean, if you haven't understood how to get the download, you need to go back to the New Mind, New Year, you know, the effective, being effective in the new year, but all that stuff, we talked about this stuff, you know? But those of you who already downloaded what God has given to you, right here, we go through this phase where we get so excited and ecstatic and we just want to take action, action, action. And man, God gave me this word and I'm going to be X, Y, Z and I'm going to do this right now. And you create this whole routine and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Not even a month goes by. If you're pretty consistent, maybe a month will go by. But I know we're not. So a month goes by, and suddenly, no results. God, you gave me this word, and I don't see it. Weariness sets in right there. Right there, that's when people lose their consistency, lose their persistency.
You know, this is, let me put it to you in worldly terms now. All right? Anthony Robbins says it like this. And I remember him saying, if you're having a hardship or a problem or a situation that is not desirable, you know, it'll pass. Yes, this too shall pass. We know that. But he said that, you know, laugh at it. Why wait the 5 years that it's going to take before you feel good to laugh at it? Because when you look back, you're like, man, I was so silly. Look at me. I was stressing over that. And you laugh at it. So he says, why wait? I agree. However, the Bible also says, you know, that you have to have the hope of the things that are not seen and call them out as if they were. So guess what? In your persistence, You must be looking at the tablet of your heart where the Lord wrote that vision for you, that direction. And you know what? Celebrate it. Be excited every single day with that expectation. Because it's going to come the time that because of your consistent persistence, you will see the results.
That's right.
So don't wait for it. It's already there. You're walking into it now to the manifestation of that which God wrote in your heart. And you're moving on it consistently with persistence. So therefore, we don't have a spirit of fear, but of a power and of a sound mind. And so we have that courage to keep going forward because we're not alone. Now, all those other things come when we act alone. And so that's why I wanted to remind you that when you're feeling that way, it's because you're doing it alone. So immediately connect with God, partner with Him, because He's got your back. He's got the best interest for you. Now, while you're doing that and getting there, remember to give Him praise and to give Him glory. Listen, when you do that, you open ways that you can't even imagine. Everything begins to work in your favor. Everything begins to take shape. And suddenly you begin to see the picture. Suddenly you begin to see that which you had faith on and that you move with persistence to create what God has already put inside of you and what is your direction in life, which is more than purpose. It's actual direction.
Right.
And you're moving towards that. And with the consistency of getting there, you will.
Now that goes back to when you were talking about, I think in the podcast, Wake Up and Smell the Coffee, how when you go to sleep, you don't go to sleep thinking the next day. It's actually one continuous day of life.
Correct.
Where you just rest and then you move on. You rest and move on. So it's the same thing, right? Because here you're telling us, you know, God downloads it. You'll move with that faith. Move with that consistency. Just do the same thing. I mean, if God already planned it all out, all you have to do is what? Do it. Stay consistent with it. But if you're going to sleep thinking this day is completely over, and you move on to the next day, that right there is the mistake. That's where the weariness sets in. Because here we are, we have to do what JDC said in that podcast, Wake Up and Smell the Coffee, continue that day. So if we got that revelation a week ago, that should still be today. That same excitement should still be today. Only if you applied what he said in that podcast, which is don't go to sleep thinking that day ended. You have to continue the day forward. Continue that excitement forward. That faith hasn't changed. You did.
You know, time continues with God. Yeah. Our time is not God's time. But the events have an expiration date.
Mm.
So remember that. If it's not a desirable result, understand that it has an expiration date. When you get desirable results, also understand that it has an expiration date. Remember that the only thing that does not have an expiration date is God. So why not power? Why not partner, with God? The power of God. With God. Walking hand by hand, side by side with the Lord. That is the best. That, let me tell you, no matter what curveball comes your way, no matter how tiresome you think you're getting, He will empower you. He will give you strength. He will give you guidance. He's the lamp unto your feet. You can get there just by knowing that. And so if you ask, you shall receive. He is faithful to give to those who diligently seek Him. So that, my friends, is being persistently consistent. And when you're consistent with that persistence, you are guaranteed to get there. I promise you, I'm living proof. And I'm enjoying this journey. I am giving glory to God every single day for everything that He has allowed me to do. And praise God that I was able to listen and obey that and go through it. Even in my disobedience, in the challenges I went through. Thank God for people that pray for me. Thank God for people that came around me and told me, listen, get right. Thank God for people that reminded me. And so if you're going through that, I'm reminding you today to walk with God. Be persistently consistent and be consistent with your persistence. Listen, this is JDC. God bless you. Be content, never complacent, always go for more. What a shame if you don't.
This was potent. I cannot believe how amazing these words can just change your life. Persistently consistent, and consistently persistent. I fire you, I take action right away. Man, I just want to bless JDC, man. If you guys are being so blessed by what he's telling you and what he's sharing with you guys, you need to leave a comment. You need to put some reviews so he can know that this is powerful and it's making a movement and that he is doing right by God and in sharing these things with you. If you guys are just enjoying so much of these podcasts and would like to come to a seminar hosted by JDC, I want you to send an email to jdservo@gmail.com and just write your name, or you don't have to, write what this podcast has been doing for you and that you would love to have a seminar done near you. Please start doing that right away so we can set something up. And if you know people that would love to hear from him, bring them to that seminar so we can just expand these things and continue to doing the work of the Lord and changing people's lives. All right? If you'd like to connect with JD Servo on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, his network name is J DeServo. All right? It's also on Keek. It's a brand new network marketing thing or social network, I should say, called Keek, K-E-E-K. And it's all about videos. You can see him face to face and get to know what his life is like and get that personal touch if that's something you'd like to do. It's also fun and cool. All right? Until next time, I'm Cassandra Lee, and we hope to hear from you soon. God bless you.